New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Some people just have a smell. It doesn't necessarily have to be a bad smell or a good smell, but they just have a very distinct smell that when you smell it like that smell, it reminds you of them because they always smell like that.
I'm thinking that somebody might smell like hard work, or if you smell like a farmer, right? That's distinct.
Well, right. It's Anna and Raven. But there's one thing where there's, I call it situational smells.
I'm sorry. Like, excuse me, cows.
Yeah. When I like get home from the gym, I stink, right?
Right.
But that's a situational smell.
Okay.
Or if I put on my perfume.
Situational
smell. It's my situational smell because I have that perfume on.
It's that moment. As long as you're going to shower at some point after that, it's only situational.
But some people just have like this ingrained smell in them.
Right, right.
It's Anna and Raven.
Do you think it's usually good or bad? I mean, it probably could go both ways.
Like, it can go both ways.
If they're eating like terrible foods all the time, like if your diet's bad, then you're probably inherently not going to smell great.
Right.
On the other hand, if you look like Jason Momoa and wash your hair with fresh fruits and berries and stuff like that, you're probably going to smell pretty good.
Like herbal
essence. I imagine Pitbull smells like a mixture of suntan lotion and like a delicious daiquiri of some sorts, a Midori sour
right.
or something.
Exactly.
Dale.
Robert Pattinson has been hearing these rumors for years about the way he smells. I shouldn't call them rumors.
Some say he's dirty.
Well, this is what the news started reporting, and he confirmed it.
Okay.
Well, in a new interview with Allure magazine, Rob says that a lot of people tell him that he smells like a crayon.
What?
Robert Pattinson
what
smells
does a
like
crayon
crayons.
Smell
you
like?
Know what a crayon smells like.
Like waxy?
Yeah, it's got crayons have a very distinct smell.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't had a crayon with me in a while, but okay. I'm not carrying any at the moment, but okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
I had a guy who I went to high school and elementary, like throughout the years, like we always were together.
Right.
And I don't know how to describe it, but he smelled like yellow. And I don't know. It wasn't
yellow
a
seems
bad,
like a nice smell.
It's not a bad smell. It's not a good smell.
It
was just
bananas?
And it wasn't banana because I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, if he smells
banana,
like yellow,
pineapple,
it's like banana.
Sunshine.
No. If yellow had a smell,
okay,
that would be how he smelled like. It was so distinct.
I imagine it's kind of like fresh laundry on the line, dressed, dried outside. No? Is that a light
fresh.
Blue? Because that feels like a light blue in my mind.
Sometimes it was a little stale, like a stale yellow sometimes.
Oh, stale yellow.
But has
I saw it was drying in the basement on a clothing rack, and but you don't have the heat on.
Right. So we asked on our Facebook page, what do people say you smell like?
Mm-hmm.
And Stacey wrote, someone told me a few times that I smell like sugar cookies. I feel like sugar cookies is a good thing to smell like,
it is a good
right?
smell. Did that person do that, tell her that while he was trying to make out with her, too? Because that's a good one. That's a good one to say.
Valerie wrote, I have had several coworkers at jobs tell me I smell like the inside store of Gilly Hicks. I've never been inside of one of those, and I'm super self-conscious now. So I never heard of Gilly Hicks, too, or Gilly Hicks. So I looked it up because I was curious.
Yeah.
It's actually a lingerie brand owned by Abercrombie & Fitch, specializing in women's intimates and loungewear.
Yeah, that person was definitely trying to get a date with
all
you.
All these coworkers?
Right. I mean, it's definitely somebody. Okay, what else?
Know. There's a lot of them. We're going to get to it coming up next, but 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Are you one of those people that has like a distinct smell that people say you smell like something? What is it? I always assume that Robert Pattinson would smell like blood because of Twilight being like a vampire, right?
I get it, man. You associate characters with their stuff, right? He did make that movie with Reese Witherspoon, too, where they had elephants. So I always kind of thought like elephant dung.
Yeah.
Like, I like the guy, not in a disrespectful way.
Right.
In a manly zookeeper, circus worker type kind of way.
Tan on Raven. We bring this up because Robert Pattinson has admitted that over the years, people have told him several times that he smells like crayons.
Yeah.
And that there's a distinct smell to him that is similar to crayons. And there's people that just have a smell. And it comes from their house. Like, you walk in their house and their house smells like it. It doesn't have to be good or bad.
It's everything in their life. But I always say to myself, it's got to be the cooking. It's got to be a product, something that they live with all the time.
But not
whether they identify it or not. You know, that's what I think anyways, when it's overpowering.
We went around the office and we asked people to randomly smell us. And this is what they had to say. Ed, what do I smell like? Smell me.
You smell like onions.
Kind of hurtful.
And he's all science, man. Ed's not going to lie. He's an engineer.
That
he's the
Ed
chief
is an engineer,
so he'll just he'll tell you. He assesses the problem immediately.
Mm.
You smell like onions.
Aaron, what do I smell like? Smell me.
Actually, like weirdly like a chamomile candle. I don't know. Something like that. It's weird. I wanted to say lavender, but I'm definitely getting more of a chamomile-y kind of vibe, like tea.
Hmm.
Who? of answer is that? It's the strangest answer. Right. I mean, who even knows what a chamomile candle, what?
A chamomile tea candle?
All right.
Yeah.
Ed, smell me. What do I smell like?
No. You smell like assault.
Can I smell? Like, just smell me.
Assault?
Fabric softener.
So here's the funny part is that I wore a sweatshirt.
Right.
That
was brand new.
Brand new.
You didn't even wash it yet. Right. So
I just like,
because
I.
So he lied to you.
So everyone, I was curious because it still has like, you know, that store smell, like when you buy things like TJ Maxx,
right,
Marshalls,
right.
Like
sure.
It's got that like, I don't know how to describe it, but stale kind of musty smell.
Well, I wouldn't call it stale or musty, but there's some sort of chemical smell in there almost, like an ozone thing when you buy a new car.
But there's
almost
a difference than when you buy a new shirt from like a higher end store, but then when you go shopping like me, like at TJ Maxx and Marshalls where it's been sitting and
piled
true. On.
That's a different smell.
Yeah. So I kind of understood that I wasn't going to get the best smell reaction.
Right.
But it was still a little bit hurtful.
Of course, I had to go around, too. I asked Alex what I smell like.
You smell like me. Very fresh. Not, I would say a nice, clean smell. With not overbearing, like
perfuming.
Those obnoxious upscale stores at the mall that
yeah. Okay, right.
But not bad. Like
so neutral. I don't smell like an exotic dancer.
Like neutral, like me. Like neutral.
Right.
Like I showered this morning, I have clean clothes on.
That's so I smell like Sweden. I'm neutral. I haven't picked a side. I smell like Switzerland. I'm not sure which one is actually neutral.
It's Switzerland.
Mm. Okay.
Switzerland, yeah.
So I smell like Switzerland.
Pretty much, yeah.
Masculine, feminine, neutral.
Neutral, like smell wise, I mean.
Right. So I smell like a non-binary Switzerland.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can engage with Alex on a conversation, and he will go in-depth with you. And he knew the Switzerland answer right off the top of his head.
You smell like Switzerland?
Yeah, that's what he told me.
All right.
Anyways.
Okay.
Then I went and I asked Kendall, and Kendall was so busy, he barely wanted to answer me. He was so busy, but this is what he had to say.
It seems like some sort of very light floral scent, really.
Oh.
It's not a specific. It's just kind of like, hey, this is what a generic... What a guy would think flowers.
Oh, generic.
Like. Generic.
Oh, a generic flower
yeah.
For guys.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you're right. You are late for wherever you're going.
Right.
Get to the place you're going. I mean, who says generic?
Generic
when they
flower.
Ask you what you smell like.
I think if all these, I think Switzerland is more accurate to how you smell.
Right, right. And it feels the least offensive.
Yeah.
Ever feel like planning a trip is almost as fun as taking it? Hotel comparisons, restaurant reservations, a perfectly timed itinerary. What if your love of planning travel could actually become a source of income? As a Fora advisor, it can. Fora is a modern travel agency built for people who love to plan travel and help others travel well. With best-in-class training, powerful booking tech, and a vibrant global community of experts sharing real insider knowledge, you can confidently build your own travel business on your terms, from anywhere. Every hotel, cruise, and experience you book earns you commission. And with access to more than 7,000 preferred travel partners from iconic brands to boutique gems, you'll unlock VIP perks like upgrades, resort credits, and late checkout. The kind of elevated travel experiences most travelers never get. Now's the time to turn your passion for travel into a fulfilling business with Fora. Become a Fora advisor today at foratravel.com/advisor. That's foratravel.com/advisor.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.